AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Hearts in America's heartland are still heavy, even after two decades. Janie Coverdale, whose two young grandsons were among 168 men, women, and children killed 20 years ago today, when a truck bomb exploded outside a federal building in Oklahoma City, told the Associated Press there's no such thing as moving on, even after two decades.
I don't think we're going to ever get over it because of the way our loved ones died.
Bud Welsh, who lost his daughter, says forgiving Timothy McVeigh and his accomplice Terry Nichols helped him heal.
That does not mean that I have forgotten Julie. I have not. I have not gotten over the loss of her because a parent never gets over that when they lose a child.
People in parts of the heartland are experiencing some nasty weather this weekend. Powerful storms with winds approaching 90 miles per hour are sweeping across parts of Texas and Oklahoma.
We did have several reported tornado touchdowns Saturday afternoon. Several were in northeast Colorado. They were short-lived. There were also some brief but locally intense tornadoes in the north-central Texas area associated with that squall line that produced winds up to maybe 100 miles per hour.
Meteorologist Stephen Corfitti at the Storm Prediction Center says the storm caused tens of thousands of power outages in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. He says the southeast will feel the effect of strong storms today. An out-of-control wildfire has driven folks from 300 homes in a heavily forested basin near a Southern California dam. And it's been 7 hours since three students were shot and wounded at a frat and sorority cookout at Delaware State University, the shooter still at large. This is AP Radio News. The last two Doolittle Tokyo Raiders presented the group's Congressional Gold Medal for permanent display at the National Museum of the Air Force on Saturday, 73 years to the day after their daring bombing attack on Japan rallied Americans in World War II. Lieutenant Colonel Richard Cole, who was Jimmy Doolittle's co-pilot, enjoyed seeing a B-25 bomber like they flew land at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in honor of the Raiders.
I think it's very, very nice. Actually, it's beautiful.
Cole, who is 99, was joined by 93-year-old Staff Sergeant David Thatcher, an engineer gunner on another B-25. Thatcher says several crew members were injured when they crash-landed in China.
Four of the crew were thrown out through the nose of the airplane when we crashed, and very badly injured, all four of them.
Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.